and they were like, see, I'm not crying, the relationship, this come and go. You didn't see that tweet?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, because I don't even like to talk like that. Are you recording?
Yes, I'm recording.
Yeah. But anyway, let me go back to my, you know, my accent. Hi, guys. You're welcome to the Everything Mingle podcast. And this topic is going to be very interesting. I know some people have been expecting it, but just get some, you know, some popcorn. You just listen. That's all. Just listen. Stay tuned.
Ignore all that. Hi, guys, and welcome to the Everything Mingle podcast. And this is a third season, which is going to be a limited season, where we are going to have just 6 episodes, where we are going to talk about our personal life a bit. We are going to be talking about relationships and, you know, the nitty-gritty and all that. So stay glued to this podcast. And yeah, I'm not going to run away again. And this is just the beginning of interesting things to watch out for from this podcast. So let's get right into it. As the topic says, from guest to fiance.
Oh my God.
So just in case you guys don't know, Mirabel was in one of the episodes of the podcast. Yep. What's the title again?
Something about grief.
Yeah, something about grief. How to deal with grief or something. So yeah, you can go to either the first episode, the first season. Yeah, the first season or the second season. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, one of the two. And yeah, she was a guest and now she's a fiancé.
Yeah, a huge rock, baby. Yes, I got it.
So we're going to talk about how we first met and how we got where into this ship we are in. And so before we actually recorded that episode, we were actually friends.
Yes.
Yeah, we had actually started talking and we were talking as friends, not anyway, but yeah.
Well, that's true, actually. He was my friend, very good friend of mine. He was a good listener, still is. So, should I start with mine, right? Well, for me, I was at my somewhere, you know, I was very, very, not so notorious on the timeline, but kind of. And then I tweeted some Pop Smoke lyrics, and it has something to do with, if I call you bae, you're bae for the day.
If I call you babe, you babe for the day, or babe for the night, you know my wife.
And then this young gentleman here responded to the tweet with, can I send my application or something? What do you say? What about forever? Hey, how can I forget? What about forever? How about forever? And I was like, yeah, sure. Honestly, I didn't think he was serious because, you know, the timeline, they joke a lot. So I was like, oh, let me just respond. Let me be nice. I'm usually nice, please.
So she's lying.
Wow, that's not true. I've always been nice to him. So yeah, he was like, can I send my application? I was like, oh yeah, sure. And he literally did. He texted me, and it wasn't that same day, mom. He texted me, and when I responded, he was like, oh my God, you replied. I'm like, ah, really?
Yeah, because I saw her like a DB girl, that she's a snob. So it was actually,
so I shouldn't say I'm not DB.
I'm not saying I'm not DB.
So I shouldn't say I'm poor.
I'm not saying you're poor. I'm just saying, as well as one of those Twitter DB girls that are snobs and they would literally snob your DMs. So the first off, when she said, yeah, sure, I actually sent an emoji of the pencil writes on a notepad, that thing. And then I DM'd her the next day, actually. Goes down in the field. Yeah.
So yeah, that's what happened. And then we started talking, you know, we just, I don't know, but I think we went into details about ourselves. He told me he was a med student, and I told him I was also a student.
I don't remember telling him that, she's lying.
It's right there. I've been reading her DMs, please, when I'm bored.
She's obsessed.
I'm not obsessed. He's obsessed with me.
She's obsessed.
Please, whatever. But yeah, so I don't know what happened. That same day, I just texted this guy, and I was like, I know it sounds weird, but would you want to hear me sing? He was so corny. and he actually said yes. So I FaceTimed him, and I was singing.
She's lying. She actually said she was calling all her friends to sing for them on FaceTime.
I mean,
but then her friends weren't picking up their call. I mean, her call. So I was the only person that responded to her when she DM'd me. But I know that she was lying.
It was just a move, Ashani. He's fine, though. You've probably seen him. So I mean, I can't just be easy like that, you understand? So I had to find a way to go around. So yeah, it actually worked. I called him with my code. I had a code when I was singing. How didn't you tell that I was lying? Because I had a code. How did you not tell?
I just knew she was lying, but I had to play along. Because funny enough, I was on a FaceTime call with my friend, and I told him about her, and he was like, oh, I should go. I was like, she's calling, so I'll call him later. So yeah, that's what I did. So I was talking to my friend about her.
Which one was that?
I was talking to Boama.
Ah, oh, that's why. Hi, Boama. You try.
Yeah, so I was talking to one of my friends, and then, so, a little backstory to everything. So, some months before that, I had actually seen a post of her on Twitter. Her post came on my TL, and her post has subsequently come on my TL. There was one that she posted screenshots of her Facebook days and the kind of English she was writing. So I went to check her Facebook. I'm like, okay. I was just interested. I was like, Mirabelle. Okay, interesting name, because I have a friend called Mirabelle. So I was like, oh, another Mirabelle. So I later saw her picture when she posted. I don't know how it happened to come on my TL. And my cousin saw her picture too. So I texted my cousin. I was like, this girl, she did freak me out. And I was like, yeah, her, especially her eyes. Because she has some very wild eyes.
I do.
So that caught my attention a lot. And then I just forgot about her, actually. But I stalked her a bit.
Oh, you forgot about me.
I stalked her a bit on IG and all that. But then I forgot that she existed.
Wow. Men.
Yeah, but this looks like a corny YouTube video. But it's not, actually. We are just trying to start something interesting.
Yes, we are. So, yeah. Don't mind this gentleman. He's lying. He was obsessed. He's still obsessed with me. But
I'm obsessed.
Oh, I'm in love. But anyway, that was a joke. So yeah, I think what song did I sing? Oh yeah, my favorite song, Best Part. Oh, it wasn't that one.
Yes, it was Best Part. It's actually one of my songs I like.
Yay.
So yeah.
So yeah, I mean,
if you love me, won't you say something?
This boy.
Sing.
If you love me, won't you? I'm actually the nicest one here.
She's lying. I'm actually very nice, but people think I'm unapproachable. But
he is unapproachable. He's very so rude. Untrue.
I'm very sweet. I'm very loving, and I'm very approachable. But if you don't carry the vibes, you can't stay in my circle. That's it.
Wow.
Yes.
That remembers me.
No vibes in my head.
So what were you doing in your past life?
I was a stripper.
Okay, so continuing. So we started talking after that. He would text me. I would text him. We talk about each other's day. And then actually, Mingil ghosted me.
I didn't ghost her. She ghosted me.
I didn't even ghost you. You ghosted me.
Because anytime she was going on her shenanigans, she would call
me. What do you mean by
she knows. I can't go into details, but anytime she's going on her shenanigans, she would call me and she would tell me. I'm like, wow, that's interesting. Yeah.
Dennis.
And I was actually interested because I was like, this girl has some balls to be telling me this thing. And I actually liked that about her. She was very open to me. Like, we barely knew each other. It was like we knew ourselves for years. Yes,
yeah,
it was actually that's interesting. I didn't ghost her. I actually was going through life. So,
true.
So yeah. So she was a bad friend. She forgot about me.
That's not true, but it's.
She later on came back the following year, when she was trying to call me and she wasn't getting me. I'm sorry, I'm switching between accents because I can maneuver my way through. So. She called me and she didn't get me because I was actually watching a service, and at that time I don't like people disturbing me. So, and she tweeted,
"Can you reach him or tell me to call me right now," something like that.
Yeah, very dramatic as usual.
Of course, what's life without drama? Boring.
After how many months?
And then he finally called me back. And then...
Yeah, I thought she was Antichrist, so I didn't want to let her into my life.
Actually, why would she say that?
I thought she was a bad bitch, you know, those bad bitches that, you know, they go to Bloomberg and all that
so
shit.
So people go to Bloomberg, bad bitches and Antichrist.
Yeah.
You guys, he's joking. Don't come for him. He's lying. He's joking, I beg. You, as if he has been to Bloomberg, don't mind him.
I don't even know the gate of Bloomberg.
You liar.
I have never been to Bloomberg. I emphatically state, Bloomberg doesn't even know me. I don't even know where Bloomberg is.
You liar. You guys, he's lying. But yeah.
I honestly don't know where Bloomberg is.
He's lying, though. But it's fine. We won't have that argument on the podcast.
Why did I go to Bloomberg with you?
Okay, please. So yeah, I called him because I had missed him. And then I wanted to check up on him.
Please ask her how she all of a sudden missed me.
I don't know. I was there and I said missing him. I mean, I think you kind of... Yes, I think you posted a picture... Then I saw the picture and I was like, this boy, let me check up on him. I mean, honestly speaking, there was honestly that thing in my mind because you were like, how many miles away? A lot of miles away.
10,000 miles
away. He was in Ukraine. I was in Ghana.
I wasn't in Ukraine.
You were in Ukraine.
I was in the UK.
Okay, well, Ukraine. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I actually wasn't down for anything long distance, so I didn't think about that. So yeah, after that conversation, I realized he was pretty, like, interesting. I mean, he has always been interesting, but then after that day, I wanted to talk to him more. And then, I was like, oh, this boy was being hard guy. And I was like, wait, do yourself hard guy. If you get me, I'll make you fall in love with me in 2 weeks. 2 weeks! Because I know who I am. I am who I say I am.
I know who God says I am.
What's my say?
What he says I am.
What's my say? So yeah, I mean, and he was like, we can't do that. You know me, hard guy, was hitting his chest and tongues. I was like, God, this boy. But I mean, I'm a fiance now, so guess what? It worked. I mean, it didn't really work that instant, but
it didn't get to 2 weeks. It was more than 2 weeks.
You're still in love with me, so I mean, I don't know what you're saying.
Okay, I wasn't in love with her.
I mean,
she came back 2 weeks and she said, I told her, still nothing, but it worked, you know. It worked after 2 weeks, so her deal was broken.
You're still in love with me anyway, so I mean.
I was falling in love with her. Yes. I was liking her.
I wouldn't call it love because I can hit my chest and say, this guy fell in love with me like 6 months. This guy's heart, it's made of stone. If he hits his chest, that's what you
hear. My heart isn't made of stone. See,
whoever broke his heart.
This is somebody that was coming from a very serious breakup and was going, you know, the fear of the woman is the beginning of the wisdom. So I was fearing the woman.
I mean, the fear of the men too, but I gave you a chance.
Yeah, and this girl too, I was skeptical because she used to treat men as trash a lot.
I was going to say, but they are, but I have a ring on my finger, so I can't say that. I'm sorry.
But that's what happens, you know. The men are trash are always hitched before they're feminists.
You've cut that part out. Yes, no, I'm allowing you to put this out there.
No.
I mean, honestly speaking, it wasn't easy because I had to convince him that I'm not the person who hurt him. Like, uhem anima. Do I look like somebody who can hurt somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Your love is wicked.
I never did that. I was actually a very sweet person. I'm still a very sweet person. So, yeah, basically, that's how we started. And then we did a whole year over the phone. So, long distance.
Over the phone?
Yeah. Over the phone. We're just talking every day. There was not. Did we ever go a day without talking to each other?
No.
Yeah. So, the people say they can't do long distance.
And well, I was willing to give it a shot. That's why I went. Because
I try and say that it's because you're willing to give it a shot. You didn't have a choice.
It wasn't like I didn't have a choice. I just decided that I was going to do long distance or short distance. The only thing I got. So first, I got somebody that was genuine. I would go for it. So
you thought I was genuine.
Yeah.
So what if I was lying?
I would have killed you and your family.
Charlie. Well, it, I mean, it wasn't easy because long distance is hard. And it's funny because I had never seen him before.
Yeah. So what if I was amputee, amputee?
Don't mind me. I was always seeing him walk about in his kitchen. Please. I mean, we're seeing each other over the phone. It wasn't easy because he was he had a lot of things to do. You know, very busy person.
Yeah, I had my radio show and all that. So
it was hard, but. And I was in school too, so it was hard, but we tried our best to make it work. And then the war happened. It was funny.
Which war?
The Russia-Ukraine war.
Oh, that. Yeah, actually, I was planning on coming to Ghana before that, but yeah, it is expedition.
Huh?
Expedition
what?
But for now, you're saying, I've forgotten. But
it's
expedite. Hey, Jesus Christ!
Yes, it cost me, Papa.
It expedites.
Yes, say another thing, please.
It's fast tracked my coming to Ghana.
Okay,
but I won't cut that part off.
I mean, it's a brothel. If they don't understand, they should be there.
Yeah, I speak immaculate English.
What am I saying? Yeah, so yeah, it was funny. So we're gonna talk about how we both felt. We've actually never spoken about this, so this is going to be new. How we both felt the first day we saw each other. It was funny. So you go first, because I started.
Okay, so basically, when we first met, this girl was praying herself to see me. Because I actually wanted to surprise her on a Friday to go see her at her place. Because everybody knew I was coming to Ghana except her. And then Almighty, I don't know if it's Siri or whatever,
it's Apple,
snitched on me because she knew she has my location, and my location was stated in Kotoka. And she was confused, like, I thought I was in Dubai, I was in a hotel, but I was going to sleep. So as to when I was in Kotoka, because she actually had no idea.
I had no idea.
Her sister knew I was coming to Ghana, but she had zero idea that I was coming to Ghana. So,
yeah.
And I came to Ghana too. I was diagnosed with COVID. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we couldn't see ourselves. But this girl said, by fire, by force. So the first time she came, we only saw ourselves for like 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She left Riarifa with her passport to Ghana, Accra. Are
you serious?
To come and see me. Yeah. But it was actually the very first time, it was like, you know, like seeing somebody or talking to somebody over the phone for a very long time, and we couldn't hug and everything. It was very diplomatic. Ew. Yeah, but it was actually an amazing, it was like I was a bit shy, but I wasn't shy actually. Like, I was like, all right, this is my guy, like, you get it. But yeah,
look,
so,
at this boy.
But it's just that she thought I was a bit shy, or she thought, I don't know, but it's just because I had to give distance. I was my nose mask and everything, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, she didn't keep long here, and she left. So during that week, I think she came to my house like 3 times, mm-hmm. and all that. It was just like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
She had a lot of money. She still
he
does.
Was actually paying. I forgot to. You're the one paying.
I don't remember that.
When you came, you're the one paying.
She's Odogwa. She's lying. I never pay. She always pays.
Well, from my perspective, you see, he said it's so simple, but it wasn't that simple. That day, I went to work. I just started a new job. I went to work. I had to go and pick up my new phone that he had bought for me, surprise. And then when I picked up the phone, it's no new phone. You have to do settings and things. My internet was not working. This was around 8 p.m. I was like, you know what? I'm going to come and see. I was at La Paz. I left La Paz 8:30. The Uber drivers were doing why is far. But me, I still got here. So I remember when I got to Ecobank Syntex, it was like the map was saying 5 minutes because it was late, there was no traffic. My heart, I was like, I'm actually about to see this boy for the first time. See, men, see the way he said it's so simple. My heart, I was like, what if he's not what he looks like? You know what I think he looks like? That's what I was thinking. Like, my heart, and I was so excited at the same time. So when I saw him, I don't know. I mean, it felt unreal. I didn't know how to feel, honestly. I didn't know how to feel. I was surprised, happy, you know. It feels like a dream, but then I was living it. So yeah, it was just for like a while. I had some stuff to give to him. He had some stuff to give to me, sorry. So he gave them to me, and then that was it. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, and as you said, that's it. So that's the our short introduction to our short series of podcasts where we are going to talk about ourselves.
Do you want to talk about how I became a fiancé?
That's for another episode.
Oh, okay. So sorry.
This is the first episode for the third season, which is going to be just 6 episodes, and we hope you enjoy it, and we hope you learn some a thing or two from it. And yeah, there are things that we've learned personally that we think will help people, and there are things that people can teach us too.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you listen to this episode, do well to give us a feedback on our various social media platforms. Let's hear what you guys want to hear from us. If you have any questions to ask us, just send it to our DMs. So
yeah,
on Twitter you can contact us on contact me at @let_mingo, and here,
don't follow me, please. I'm invincible. Yeah.
Okay, so just DM me and then we will take it from there. So yeah, we hope you enjoyed this episode, even though it's cringe, like a YouTube video, a couple YouTube video, but this is not a couple YouTube video. It's just a limited edition podcast just for you.
He's lying. I'm manipulating to make it a couple podcast.
It's not going to be a couple podcast.
Okay.
Probably should be coming on from time to time, but this is just going to be from the onset, it's just vibes and inshallah. So yeah. We move and see you on the next episode. Hope you enjoyed this and do well to give me your feedbacks. Until then, see you on the next one.
Bye.
Butterflies in my tummy when the money enter me, I like it. Getting rich and it's all in the plan, my mind made it to Forbes. I buy diamond for my baby, motor to mommy, motor rally. Soft living, living, living like a superstar. All I do is winning till no more loss. See my diet, jump me call. I feel like what's the rush? Can I your waiting days up? Me not see no evil and I fear no one. I do the sign of the cross. For you, the me don't be dumb. She's a lot of sin for God. I'm on a new level, Bobo. I put it all on God. So when you see me smile, my brother, you for just show me love. Viviendo la vida loca. Nobody take my joy. Better make way when you see Ogaraya. Ogaraya. Easy money, money, money.
Ogaraya. Ogaraya.
Too much money, ni, ni, ni.
Ogaraya. Ogaraya.
Easy money, money, money.
Ogaraya. Ogaraya.
Too much money, ni, ni, ni.
Ogaraya.
Them no believe in my come up. I run my city, I boss up. They go hold me, pay, I no want talk. You can step to me, show the escort. Where do we scatter, he go ro-ro. Make all the girls, they go lo-lo. Isha Oluwa, go send it to ye. Isha Oluwa, you ta follow. All I do is winning, see you no more loss. See my day, jump me call. I feel like what's the rush? Can I waiting this up? Me not see no evil and I fear no one. I do the sign of the cross. For you, the me don't be dumb.
She's an odyssey for God.
New level, bubble. I put it all on God. So when you see me smile, my brother, you for just show me love. Viviendo la vida loca. Nobody take my joy. Better make way when you see your garaya. Your garaya.